You have an open wound. Are you old school? Do you pour peroxide on it? Are you even supposed to? Let's go to the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
You missed it earlier. We were talking to producer John, and he said that whenever his son gets hurt, he still pours hydrogen peroxide on top of it. Meanwhile, our boss says he uses something called Benzite or Bactine or something like that.
Yeah, that's old school. I remember that way back in the day. You can use iodine, Neosporin, anything with those. You know, it's ironic that you bring this up, Anna, because I had a little bit of a cut the other day on my foot. My wife told me to go get hydrogen peroxide. I went under the shelf. There was five different items I could have chosen from.
I don't even know if you're... I don't use anything on my kids. Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, you get hurt or your kids get hurt, they're bleeding. What are you supposed to do? Use this stuff?
Yeah, you know what? This is one of those misnomers, and it used to be used a lot, hydrogen peroxide, for wound cleaning. But according to a lot of medical professionals, it's time to retire that peroxide from first aid duty, you guys. It actually can irritate the wound. It can kill white blood cells and elongate the healing process. So you don't want to use hydrogen peroxide when your child gets a cut, or even if you get a cut, it's totally not worth it. What you need to use instead is actually just soap and water. You want to wash it with an antibacterial soap or a gentle soap. Just wash out the wound, dry it, and then you can put on one of those antibacterial gels.
I don't use anything. Like, I just clean it out, put a Band-Aid on it, and send her on her merry way.
I think if you fall into some nasty area, right, whether your dog has been it or you're on a fence or something that and the cut looks like it's dirty, you really want to make sure you clean it out well, because if you have any debris or bacteria left in there, that's where you get into trouble. The wound can become infected. And that's why a bacitracin would be really good.
Doc, I just for my own sake here, last year while camping, we had a guy took a serious slice out of one of his fingers. We cleaned it with vodka. God. Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
Not the best idea, although I have to say that there's a large alcohol concentration in vodka. So if you have not soap and water, it's not the worst idea. Mm. It's going to stain a lot because of the alcohol. It's better to just really get clean water in there rather than vodka, because you can really hurt yourself and irritate the wound. But people do use alcohol, you know, and you'll see, like, if people, get stung by a jellyfish, people are still urinating on them. That's not just for friends.
Yeah. So hold on.
You see that Friends episode?
But does that work or does it not work? Because I thought there was research that says it doesn't work.
Scientists told us it doesn't work.
The research is out on that. There are some studies, believe it or not, I looked into that. There are some studies that said urinating is good. But for the most part, I would avoid urinating on your friend after they're stung by a jellyfish. And you want to really wash that out well with soap and water as well.
I would choose the soap and water over your friend popping a squat over your leg.
Every time.
Yeah. Is rubbing alcohol and peroxide the same thing?
No, totally different. So rubbing alcohol is a different substance than peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide is a little bit different. It doesn't sting as much. If you use alcohol on a wound, it's really going to hurt, especially kids, you know, are screaming when you do that.
Right.
But it does kill all of the bacteria, the alcohol. And so hydrogen peroxide and alcohol are not the same thing.
I remember being a kid and my mom, like whenever we got hurt, she would just pour the rubbing alcohol and we would just scream. Mm. We knew that it was coming. Yes. We would scream like maniacs. And Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.